This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. There is a renewing of a program through Foci. It's called the Room for Rider, and it's a hang tag that goes on your rearview mirror to help with hitchhikers trying to cross from the Campbell River Ferry Terminal over to Cortez Island, because there's a whole quadra island in the middle to cross. And if you're on foot, there's a new service that'll help you find a ride to make that journey. I'm here with Helen Hall, who's with Foci, Friends of Cortez Island, that has established this new initiative. Helen, tell me how this got started.
Actually, this was an initiative we started in 2019, and we tried it out then, and we had a transportation committee who were looking at how to help people get across quadra between the ferries. As we all know, if you haven't got a car, that can be tricky. And so we launched it in 2019, but unfortunately then COVID hit and it didn't take off. We've just reviewed the whole project. We've developed a new mirror tag and we got sponsorship for that. And we've launched it on Monday. We're hoping now that people will start using it. And there's a really good incentive for using it from getting from Campbell River, which is that lane 7 has disappeared. And so anyone trying to identify a Cortez car coming from Campbell River to go across quadra to Cortez is really difficult. So we're hoping if people hang the mirror tags, then people wanting the ride can identify the cars and hopefully get a ride across.
Awesome. This is similar to what people used the hang tags from BC Ferries for, even though that wasn't the purpose of those hang tags. You alluded to that.
Yes, people used to have the green hang tags for the Cortez Ferry. Obviously, that's obsolete now. So this is different. This is about ride sharing. This is about offering someone a ride across quadra in both directions, actually, but particularly from Campbell River, because people can't identify the cars. Obviously, when you're on Cortez leaving the island, you know the cars are going to go across, so it's easier that way around. So we're really hoping it takes off. We're really hoping people use the tags, and they're available at both the Mansons and Welltown post offices, the Clahoose multi-purpose building, Foci office, and we'll be at the summer markets with them. And we're open 5 days a week, so anyone can come to us and ask us for a tag.
Awesome. And the tags are free?
They're free, yeah. And they were sponsored. We got sponsorship from Hollyhock, the Cortez Natural Food Co-op, and Cortez Kayak. So we're really grateful to them for sponsoring the tags, which we got, obviously got made and printed up in Campbell River. And yeah, they just got delivered last week, which is why we've just launched the project. So we're really excited about it. And we're hoping people just will hang them on their rearview mirrors and probably just keep them up there. And hopefully it will take off. We're hoping to hear back from people to see if they've got rides and maybe share a few stories about how people have got helped across using the tags.
How many tags did you have printed?
We actually printed 500 to start with. And we know, I went to the Welltown post office this morning and I'd given them a whole fat brochure holder full of tags and half had gone, so they're going. So we'll just see how quickly they go. And obviously if they all go, then we'll print some more. But we thought we'd start with 500 and see how they go. Yeah, we're just hoping they become something that people see and use a lot. But what we're trying to do is really help everyone in the community get across quadra, because everyone, I think, at some stage has tried to hitch across the island. I know I have. And I've always been super grateful when someone's given me a ride. Particularly, I remember coming back from England once with a great big suitcase and, oh, I really hope I get a ride. And someone very kindly gave me a ride. And then you get to know people. I've made friends from doing it. I think it's a great thing all round. Yes, you're helping people. You get to know people. And we all need it probably at some point.
Has there been any cooperation, communication or collaboration with BC Ferries?
We haven't actually collaborated with them. We've let them know we're putting the posters up. We've got posters. I actually did that last week. There's posters up on all the ferries and in the waiting room so people know about them. And we're hoping we'll probably approach them maybe for some sponsorship too, if the tags take off, yeah. But we're hoping it helps. When I delivered the posters to the ferries, the ferry crew were really happy to see it. They thought it was a really good idea and they said this is really needed and people really need this. And they're struggling now that we've lost lane 7 to know which cars are going to Cortez. So they're really mindful, I think. Yeah, and you shouldn't. Hopefully, if people are using the tags and people really use them, then you can just start looking for people with the tags in their cars and get a ride that way. Yeah, I think the loss of lane 7 has really made it so difficult for people to get a ride and know which car is which. And somebody else said that they had to go up to the booth and they were told there were three cars on the ferry, and they said they knew there were three, but they weren't sure which ones. And they had to search around, and you've only got 10 minutes to get across from Campbell River to Quadra. So, yes, it's not very easy at the moment. If we could get everyone on Cortez with one of these mirror tags in their cars, I think then it would be amazing. People would really benefit from it.
Totally.
Yes. Another thought that's just crossed my mind is if somebody's got one of these in their car, you're more likely to approach them. I mean, you know, if you're a bit shy and you're a bit nervous of going up to someone and you don't know who to ask, and if you see somebody with one of these in the car, you're more likely to go and ask. So I think it also makes it more easier for people who are nervous about hitching. And you could be going anywhere from Cortez. People might be able to get rides further than Campbell River.
One last thing. Why is Friends of Cortez Island helping with a rideshare program?
Because we're hoping if people share rides, then it helps reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which obviously is good from a climate change point of view. And it will reduce ferry overloads. It also reduces costs for people. So, yeah, I think from a climate change point of view, it's a really good thing. And climate change is not just impacting people, but it's impacting the natural environment. So there's a link for us, really. The environment, reducing the environmental impact.
Beautiful. Awesome. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I just hope people will pick them up. We're going to be at the Friday market this week with them. If you're at the Friday market, come to our stall and pick them up from us. Just really hope this project takes off.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.